Texte numéro 97. The flying car is here, and it could change the world. The original Blade Runner film took place in an imagined Los Angeles of 2019, a futuristic city with flying cars that zipped along aerial highways. Since the film's 1982 debut, technology has advanced in ways that Hollywood might never have predicted, and yet hovercraft taxis still seem a far-off fantasy. In fact, flying cars are real, and they could shape how we commute, work, and live in the coming decades. Advances in battery energy density, materials science, and computer simulation have spurred the development of a range of personal flying vehicles and the navigation systems that will allow them to run. Far smaller than a commercial plane, most are designed with rotors instead of wings, which allow for vertical takeoff and landing, VTOL. Most important, these vehicles are designed to offer faster commutes than traditional modes of transit for individuals, especially in traffic-clogged cities. At the moment, dozens of startup companies are competing to develop commercial jetpacks, flying motorbikes, and personal air taxis. Meanwhile, aviation authorities hash out the policies and safety standards that will govern this new realm of transport. German-based Volocopter, for instance, has marketed its VoloCity craft as the first commercially licensed electrically powered air taxi, a vehicle which will eventually run without a pilot. These first flights will cost €300 per ticket, but eventually the company's goal is to make the cost competitive with, say, an Uber Black. We don't want this to be a toy for the wealthy, but part of a well-integrated journey for anyone in an urban area, he says. The dream of air transport has been around for a long time, says Parimal Kapadekar, director of NASA's Aeronautics Research Institute. There's a powerful opportunity now to design vehicles that can transport goods and services where current aviation can't reach. What accounts for the sudden proliferation of VTOL developers? Global trends like the rise of e-commerce, climate change, the gig economy, and an integrated supply chain have accelerated interest in personal air travel, while failures in our current infrastructure and related industries underscore its necessity. As cities like New York, Hong Kong, and Beijing reach capacity, urban living becomes less and less sustainable, yet our increasingly interconnected economy demands constant mobility. VTOLs have vast implications for the future of transport, work life, consumption, urban design, even healthcare and ecology. As soon as 2030, consumers might be able to press a button and order an air taxi straight to their cloud-tethered office. In the decades that follow, we may ultimately have fewer and fewer reasons to descend to the earth below, conducting our business and our lives atop a city in the sky. Adapted from BBC News, November 2020.